Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is David Reske, and we're at Now Speed Marketing, my company, and pleased to be hosting Radio Entrepreneurs today. My guest today is Marge Kunian. Welcome, Marge.
Thank you.
Marge is from Marge K Designs for Prima Creations, and I'm looking forward to learning all about your company and your products. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your company?
Thank you. Thank you for having me and inviting me. It's an accessories design company, and the things I have on right now are accessories that we'll be selling at the end of the month on Amazon. And they're all handmade. The bracelets are, each little tiny crystal is put in by itself. And there is a video on our page, Marge K Designs at Prima Creations, and it shows these bangles that are being made. They're just exquisite, and they glitter at night. And also, as well, it doesn't show a picture, but all the mother of pearl things are hand carved. And it all led up to this, just gorgeous designs, and we got it really from just thinking and thinking and thinking. The best ideas come from the shower or when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Prior to that, I've had a company that did special events. And the events were basically for corporations like Eastman Kodak and other major companies, Digital. You name it, we did it. We did either their trade shows or we did best customer events.
And so you've had a lot of experience with the events and designing. With marketing and designing and creating things. So what kind of led you to jewelry and accessories design?
You know what? I was designing rooms and just designing unique kind of things for companies like Xerox, companies like, as I said, many, many years, Kodak and other large companies. And I don't know, sometimes it was little things to give away, and that's how it came out. I mean, all of a sudden I just said, you know, I think I'll design something that we can make by hand. Most of the things are made overseas because it's easy to submit the designs and have them make it. But prior to that, I was director of special events at the Waldorf Astoria and pair director at the Plaza. And at those particular events, we always had a giveaway. And so from these giveaways, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have unique things? And who knows what I'm going to design next? I mean, sometimes I think, oh, isn't this great? We're always submitting designs. And the toughest thing is working overseas. That is just the toughest thing. So if somebody doesn't have a lot of stamina, I wouldn't recommend that they do that.
Well, I definitely want to explore some of that. But first of all, you're wearing some of the jewelry that you have, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
How do you get the inspiration for your designs and,
you know,
and the creativity?
I swear to you, when I'm sleeping, when I'm in the shower, or I'll see something on the beach. I live in the ocean, and sometimes I just see things and think, oh, that would be a gorgeous pendant, or we'll have earrings to match it. These earrings match the pendant. So I guess that's, sometimes I never know where I'm going to get them.
Yeah, well, it's really beautiful. You know, a lot of people dream of creating kind of a cool product or beautiful jewelry, but it's another thing to actually make it happen and manufacture it and get it to market. So talk to us about how you were able to kind of go from this dream or this idea to actually creating the product and creating the company.
You know, from producing events, you have every single detail to worry about. And as you go from producing events, I thought of the design that it's just like producing an event. And you start with, you get a sample, you draw it out, you give them the exact measurements, and the carvers carve. Believe me, I've had products that after they were finished, I just knew they wouldn't sell. So there's many samples that I've done that I just think, oh, no, 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 this is never going to make it to the marketplace. But even the bracelets, you know, it's cultural kind of things that you have to deal with. The people who do it overseas, as you will see on my website, they put each individual crystal into a bracelet. And it's difficult. And they're on vacation, and you're supposed to get it at a particular time. So I find that dealing with the overseas population is extremely difficult. Mm. I mean, that's, if I were going to ever stop doing it, it's for that reason. And so I've had to hire people overseas who just supervise the craftsmen. The craftsmen don't speak any English at all. None of them do. And so I've had to hire people who work for me who speak Chinese or any whatever language is in the country that we're doing it. The mother of pearl we do strictly in China because their mother of pearl is gorgeous. And it's heavy-ish. And I know the designs that could be made from that.
So a lot of people, again, if they're thinking about creating a product, might dream about creating a manufacturing relationship with someone in China or overseas. Any lessons learned you can help people think about?
The biggest and most important lesson is to create a relationship so that whomever you deal with overseas is really going to like you. Because sometimes they have to work morning, noon, and night to make a deadline or to get product. We were asked to sell something for Macy's, and at the time, they needed 18,000 pieces. Well, it was the bracelets, and we couldn't, I mean, probably if they'd stayed on the job. But, you know, they take holidays, so you just have to create a relationship that's just a strong bond with whomever you have represent you overseas. And you know, whatever business you're in, I find that relationships are the most important thing.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, in these days where we think about products like Uber and everything's online and Amazon, sometimes we don't think about the relationship. We just want to do the transaction. But you're saying in that manufacturing business and working overseas, that relationship is just critical.
It's tantamount. And I also think even dealing with Amazon is the most wonderful company you could ever imagine. It's the most wonderful company. And, you know, after a while, people get to know you and know how you think. My web designer, he is phenomenal. And sometimes I can't explain what I really want because I don't know 100% what's available. And he just knows. He wrote me last night and said, I don't know why you did this as opposed to this. I didn't even think of the other. So creating those relationships, even when you start out in business or you go into a company as an employee, you need to create a relationship. That should be the top on everyone's mind.
It's really, really good advice. So what stage are you in launching? Have you gotten your jewelry to market?
Yes, much of the jewelry was sold. But, you know, I saved new creations, which I have on for Amazon. And I always wanted to sell on Amazon, and I always wanted to have a prime position. And I also have a social media online instructor, and she is, I don't know what I would do without her. I mean, it's even if you don't do your own social media, you need to know what it is that's available and what you can do. And Maria, her name is Maria Pegla, she'll save me. You have to have people who will save you.
Yeah, absolutely. And social media and digital marketing can be so complex. Oh. And there's so many new things that are coming out that it's just critical to have people to really know what they're doing. So it sounds like you've assembled a good team of people to work with you to kind of help
really
you go to
do.
Market.
Yeah. I have a team that's really, you always have to hire somebody who's better than you are.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning, even when I was, you know, producing events, I mean, for 25 years, I produced events, expensive corporate events. And even when I did that, my company was well known and our stuff was Anna Prima creation. And I remember that the head of the one of the departments in Boston walked up to me one night at an event and he said, you know what, I could just tell this was an Anna Prima creation. So I've kept that, and you need to be known for the best quality, for the finest, and you have to have people who surround you who also are like that.
That's great. So what's your vision for this new line? Where do you want to take it?
I just want everybody in America to wear these bracelets. That's what I always, I dream of that and think about that all the time. When they sparkle in the light, you can see them sparkling.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I always think that, and, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get them all done at the same time. But, you know, you start and you just keep it up.
Yeah.
And I just want them. I mean, these come in red, so they're perfect for holidays. But I want the whole world. That's my vision, that everybody, I'm going to walk out and everybody's going to have the same thing.
That's beautiful. And how many different variations do you have today? Or are they all unique and all varied?
No. They're not. I mean, we have another bracelet that's about to come out, but this one, it's just every time I wear it, it sells right off of my hand. People will say, oh, yes, I would love that. You know, at a wedding, somebody asked me for it. I said, well, could we just wait until the end of the reception and then I'll give it to you? So, I mean, that's what my dream is. My dream is that Amazon is going to love everything. And my advertising experience, I worked for Young & Rubicam as a copywriter when I first got out of journalism school, which was Newhouse. And when I was creating ads, even I thought, oh my gosh, this is all fluff, but you have no idea how important that is now.
Absolutely. Getting the right message out to the right people is really critical. So when can people find you on Amazon, and where should they look?
At the end of the month.
Okay. That's great.
You know, the stuff is just ready to go to Amazon. It's all packed, and it's ready to leave. I just have to wait to see what area, and they're going to let me know that. But I think Amazon is going to be the only company in the whole world that's left. Our scarves, which were patented, have been sold by museums, the Peabody Essex Museum, the Museum of Fine Arts, and just to name a couple. And they have a look, and they're very classy, very elegant. So I really try to make products very elegant. I mean, the bracelets, for example, the bangles are affordable. I mean, everything is basically affordable, and they're phenomenal gifts. And even the way we wrap things is important. And that's another thing that people should know, that how you present things is extremely important. I mean, I don't sit and do radio shows and television because years ago I found out that I should really keep my day job and not do this. But I can tell you that how you present things is so important. And I think you should be friendly. That's very important. And be grateful. I think that word is the most important word, gratitude. If you don't have gratitude and you're not thankful and you're not appreciative, you will get nothing in any business that you're in.
Well, you're obviously very excited and proud of your product, and wish you all the best and success with the launch. And so if people want to find your product or contact you, how should they reach you?
I mean, they can go to March K Designs, and you know, if they're interested in the product, you know, we do have a phone, and if somebody isn't there, they can leave a message, and the phone is 617-557-0000. But if they want me personally, it's Marge K at Marge K Designs. It's not any problem. I will answer them. I answer every message.
That's great.
Please don't send me any spam.
I'm sure that won't happen. Well, it's been great talking to you, Marge.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful, and I wish you all the best with the launch. My guest today, again, is Marge Kunian from Marge K Designs for Prima Creations. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a lovely experience.
And we'd love to have you back once you launch.
Thank you very much. I'll definitely be here.